top of mind. The CFTC's Friday approval of Kalshi's BTC perp contract, the first true Bitcoin perpetual on a US regulated exchange, combined with a no-action letter permitting Coinbase to route US clients into global perp and options liquidity via Deribit, is the structural watershed of the week. This onshores a product segment with $90 trillion in 2025 offshore volume, directly expands addressable US institutional participation, and closes what Coinbase's Armstrong characterized as US traders being locked out of EMRA 80% of global crypto markets. Coming while spot ETFs hemorrhage 2.97B over 10 consecutive outflow sessions and BTC trades near $73,000, the regulatory shift matters more for medium-term positioning than current price action. Market structure, BTC Intern $73,000, down, bound 5.5% on the week from above 77K, market cap fell below 1.5T, pushing Bitcoin to 13th globally. ETF outflows totaled a record 10 consecutive days, 2.97B net since May 15th, with IBIT alone accounting for 2 billions. Galaxy Research confirmed YTD flows turned negative. The 1.26B IBIT dark pool block trade, 2029.2 MATS shares, 1.01 below market, last Tuesday was characterized by NIDG as a directional holder exit, not a basis trade unwind, based on the urgency premium paid. Key unanswered question per NYDIG, idiosyncratic constraint or broader bearish view. Options, Deribit's May 9B expiry saw puts dominate if BTC stayed below 74K. June 26th, 80K calls imply only 18% probability. Put to call volume ratio, woe point short date, neutral but improvement from prior week's defensive skew. On-chain, 500 MATSA plus in bids clustered 70K, 72K. Retail long accounts at 64% plus, historically 88% positive, 7-day forward returns per high block. Whale balances contracting YoY at fastest 2026 pace, mirroring 2022 bear market per crypto quant. Sentiment flag social sentiment at most bullish ratio of 2026, 2.23 bow on 1, a contrarian warning given prior two peaks preceded pullbacks. Policy and institutions, Clarity Act at inflection point, JP Morgan CEO Diamond publicly vowed to fight the bill. Fox Business Friday, calling stablecoin yield provisions unacceptable and calling Coinbase's Armstrong full of eshige tea. ABA actively lobbying senators. Polymarket gives the bill 59% passage odds by year end. Trump's personal crypto interests, 1.4B per Bloomberg estimates, are cited by multiple sources as complicating Democratic support. Texas Strategic Bitcoin Reserve appointed an advisory committee, CleanSpark CFO Vecchiarelli, Minor Cormint CEO McCavity, SMU Law Professor Reyes, and issued an RFP to transition its 10-minute Adonis IBIT position into directly custodied BTC within 60 days of contract execution. Strategy faces renewed pressure. ARCA CIO Dorman called the 15B preferred stock structure with 1.5B annual dividends out of hand. CEO Phong Le confirmed on CNBC the company will likely sell Bitcoin at some point. Polymarket shows 71% odds of a sale by June 30th. Sailor's Working Better tweet signals a near-term purchase announcement. Treasury Secretary Bessent disclosed 1B in Iranian crypto seized, nearly double the April estimate. Tether previously froze 340 VAR USDT linked to IRGC wallets. Network and industry. CFTC Coinbase no action letter also unlocks Deribit access for US institutional clients through a single CFTC registered FCM. The structural mechanism matters beyond the Kalshi headline. Drift, Solana perp DEX, hacked for 280 mienza, Yasin 50% of deposits in what the protocol called a multi-week preparation attack, resembling the 2025 Bybit North Korea method. Drift froze customer funds. Unlike Bybit, it lacks capitalization for emergency loans. Separately, Gravity Bridge drained 5.4 malowners in a suspected key compromise. Gnosis Pay suffered an active exploit via Zodiac delay module. Losses TBD, Gnosis pledging full coverage. Bitcoin Core 407, Core Lightning. DOS vulnerability disclosed, assertion crash via 0TXID during channel open, fixed in CLN 26.04. Eclair v0.10 14.0, released with final splicing and taproot channel implementations. BIP322, advanced to complete status. Fidelity Digital Assets mid-year note. 30-day hash rate and difficulty down, 89% from highs, attributed partly to miners redirecting power to AI data center workloads. Bitcoin Core holds 77% of nodes versus 17% for knots. OP return expansion has not triggered block bloat per Fidelity. Macro linkages. US-Iran conflict drove the Friday sell-off to 72,395 Bitstamp as renewed strikes near the Strait of Hormuz collapsed ceasefire optimism. WTI rebounded toward 92 Kwan BBL. US stocks diverged sharply. S&P 500 hit all-time highs driven by AI semiconductor names, with BTC failing to catch the risk on bid. Rate expectations. Fidelity notes persistent inflation and geopolitical shocks pushed rate expectations toward tightening. The primary reason BTC's realized cap 30-day net position change, 2.8B, is insufficient to sustain recovery per Bitfinex analysts. Gold at $4,486 OZ, down from $5,600 ETH, and silver at 76 AJ/OZ, have displaced BTC in the global top 10 asset rankings as central bank buying accelerates. Fed Governor Waller Sunday endorsed stablecoins as extending USD monetary dominance globally, directly countering ECB's Schnabel, who called the digital euro the appropriate response. Standouts, CFTC and Gemini, jointly filed to vacate the $5 million 2025 settlement, with CFTC acknowledging the original 2022 complaint should not have been filed. Signal scope of enforcement reversal under Chair Selig. Paxos secured SEC registration as a clearing agency. First blockchain-native firm approved as a central securities depository. Tokenized equity settlement infrastructure gaining regulatory footing. Bitcoin Depot filed Chapter 11 and shut 9,000-plus ATMs. A federal class action alleges the network processed $76,000 in elder fraud without intervention. ATM fraud losses hit 333 meters in 2025 per FBI. Sequence Communications, SQNS, completed liquidation of its Bitcoin treasury strategy, selling 80% plus of peak holdings. Shares rose 10% on debt retirement news. Corporate treasury model risk crystallized. Anonymous U.S. Constitution inscription, 44.4 KB, $83 fee, exploited Bitcoin Core V30's expanded OP return. First high-profile use of the lifted cap. BIP 444 proposal to restore the 83-byte limit remains pending.